This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One of the findings from our pre-election Marketplace Edison research poll, low-income people are less confident in the accuracy of ballot counting. We found nearly three-quarters of higher earners, those making more than $50,000 a year, were very or somewhat confident the vote count in their state will be accurate. Compare that to the 64% of respondents below that income threshold. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer looked into that.
Tony Burdett lives just outside Houston. He's a registered independent voter in that lower-income bracket who told us he's not confident his vote will be counted accurately.
There are no minorities working the poll booths, so it's possible that they can cross out votes. If something is wrong, they can say it's wrong, even if it's not wrong.
Burdett, who's Black, also says those poll workers refused to let him vote without an ID in 2016, even though they'd gone to school with him for years. He went home, got his ID, went back, and
they smiled at me and said, "Oh, hello, Tony."
Charles Stewart says Burdett's skepticism isn't surprising. Stewart heads the MIT Election Data and Science Lab.
The experience of people with lower incomes is that the world is stacked against them more often.
Stewart says even a short trip to the polls on election day can reinforce that. Low-income voters might dodge potholes on the way to a run-down polling place and walk out with a familiar feeling that government is not on their side and won't count their votes accurately, regardless of who they're voting for.
Because you see other evidence of government perhaps not performing well.
Stewart says President Trump has hitched his wagon to these feelings to amplify doubts about the election. Ronald Backer, a Trump supporter responding to our poll from Modesto, California, says he's not at all confident about the vote count.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance it could be rigged. Absolutely.
Backer also falls into that lower income category. But Democrat Cynthia Ramos, a digital ad executive living just north of New York City, makes well above the $50,000 threshold, and she's confident in her vote.
Because I believe in our system. People have been voting for years, and I believe that our voice will be heard.
Ramos has already voted by mail. She also believes in the Postal Service. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.